of Christianity. This continues, verse 7 now, back to Matthew. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. We'll come back to that. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child. And when you've found him, bring me word so that I can come also and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising. Are you still following your star? The star that they saw at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were, in contrast to the people of Jerusalem, overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, notice it's not a cave where they're entering, it's a house in Matthew. Don't get your gospels mixed. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense. We've just had them in Isaiah, haven't we? Gold, frankincense, and Matthew adds, myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. In that passage we see two things. We see the star again, and we see them actually paying homage to Jesus. A couple of texts again that are echoing all through this. See, anyone familiar with the Old Testament, and all Matthew's community was, have got all these echoes. The music keeps coming right back through the gospel. Unfortunately, if we don't know the Old Testament, we miss all the music. But they're not missing it. This is their education. This is their only book. It's the only thing they ever learnt at school. Oh, that we learnt less in quantity and more in quality in our schooling. But this was their world. And it's a rich world. And one of the echoes is right back in the time of Moses. A star shall come out of Jacob and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. I wonder if that's in the ear of the listeners. And Jesus is the star. Isaiah again, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The Gentile world, searching the heavens and finding nothing, find the mystery of God, follow their star, and it brings them to Jesus, and he's the light of the world. The light of the Gentile world. They've come to him. And Matthew's saying to all the Gentiles in his community and right outside, come, this is where the light is. And again, we go back to the promises, because this is about the Gentiles, this part. The mission to the whole world. And look at those two texts there. One from Genesis 12:3, which we did last week. The very original promise given to Abram. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And they are. They've come from the east. And they're in Matthew's community now, worshipping with the Jews. And here from Isaiah chapter 2. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let's go to the mountain of the Lord. Let's go to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken the ways of your people, O house of Jacob. Another Isaiah passage. Is this also echoing? I think surely. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, says God. For I am God and there is no other. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. And Matthew's text, and they knelt down, the wise men of the East, knelt down and paid him homage. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. And like Isaiah 60, which we've just read a few moments ago, Psalm 72 verse 10 says, may the kings of Tarshish and the isles render him tribute, the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations do him service. One last point on that passage that I've put up for you a moment ago. They come to the house. This might be a bit fanciful, but I think it's worth straining a bit to hold it. You see, house was where the early church, as you know, met in houses. It was a house church because of its size, obviously. They used to meet in houses and have the Eucharist in the home. And there's a lot we could say about that, but I won't. There's plenty of evidence of that in the New Testament, and it's obvious once you think of it. So entering the house is Matthew also talking about inviting people to the house meaning the church, to come to the church, come to the community, and there bring their gifts. The three gifts that are mentioned, gold is clearly a kingly thing, a Messiah word. Frankincense is about the divinity of Jesus. This is the divine one. This is Emmanuel. This is God with us. And myrrh is the, everyone who smells myrrh thinks of a funeral. Myrrh is the special perfumed oil with which the dead were anointed. So to bring myrrh has a kind of a minor key, purple tone. This is God present among us, yes. This is the Messiah, but suffering is right in there from the very beginning, even in the gift.